Harper Audio presents Think Like a Freak. The authors of Freakonomics offer to retrain your brain by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner. This is Stephen Dubner. Chapter 1. What does it mean to think like a freak? After writing Freakonomics and Super Freakonomics, we started to hear from readers with all sorts of questions. Is a college degree still worth it? Short answer, yes. Long answer, also yes. Is it a good idea to pass along a family business to the next generation? Sure, if your goal is to kill off the business, for the data show it's generally better to bring in an outside manager. Whatever happened to the carpal tunnel syndrome epidemic? Once journalists stopped getting it, they stopped writing about it. The problem persists, especially among blue-collar workers. Some questions were existential. What makes people truly happy? Is income inequality as dangerous as it seems? Would a diet high in omega-3 lead to world peace? People wanted to know the pros and cons of autonomous vehicles, breastfeeding, chemotherapy, estate taxes, fracking, lotteries, medicinal prayer, online dating, patent reform, rhino poaching, using an iron off the tee, and virtual currencies. One minute, we'd get an email asking us to solve the obesity epidemic, and then 5 minutes later, one urging us to wipe out famine right now. Readers seemed to think no riddle was too tricky, no problem too hard, that it couldn't be sorted out. It was as if we owned some proprietary tool, a Freakonomics forceps, one might imagine, that could be plunged into the body politic to extract some buried wisdom. If only that were true. The fact is,